Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Apigral Limited's conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Meet Vora from Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Apigral Limited's Q3 FY26 results conference call. We would like to thank the management for giving us this opportunity to host them. On this call, we are joined with Apigral's management, represented by Mr. Maulik Patel, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Kaushal Sopalkar, Executive Director, Mr. Rakesh Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Milind Kotecha, Investor Relations. I would like to invite Mr. Maulik Patel to initiate the proceedings with his opening remarks, post which we will have an interactive Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Vin. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the call to discuss Apigral's Q3 FY26 performance. I believe you had an opportunity to view the earning presentation that was released earlier today. The chemical market currently exhibits mixed performance, with some segments achieving robust growth while others grapple with slower recovery due to a prolonged monsoon and persistent geopolitical uncertainty. Few segments in particular drove weak quarter-on-quarter performance despite year-on-year gain from the low base. Amid challenges like muted exports, stalled US-India trade progress, low realization, utilization, and tariff impacts. Nevertheless, outlook indicates improved performance in coming quarters, supported by strengthening demand fundamentals and gradual recovery across the key sectors. In Q3 FY26, revenues grew marginally by 2%, sequentially though volume remained largely flat versus the prior quarter. The derivatives and the specialty business contributed 52% of the revenue, up from 50% last quarter. The first half of Q3 FY26 faced headwinds from the prolonged monsoon, pesticide disruptions and plant maintenance. But volume picked up strongly from mid-November onward. We expect this positive momentum to persist in future quarters. EBITDA margin contracted to 17% in Q3 FY26, pressured by lower realizations, rising raw material costs and higher cost inventory. However, over 9 months FY26, we sustained margins at 22%. With the monsoon now over and plant maintenance complete, demand is recovering. We have seen volume pick up since mid-November and expect sustained growth ahead. As utilization improves, overall performance should strengthen further. Our CapEx project to double capacity at the CPVC, epichlorohydrin and wind solar hybrid power plants are progressing on schedule and remain on track for commissioning within the announced timeline and budget. This will support diversification, targeting 70% revenue contribution from the derivatives and specialty business as we have committed. Combined with the chlorotoluene value chain commission in March 2025, the position us for a strong growth from FY27 onwards. For our new projects, we are finalizing CapEx plans, expect to announce details in the coming months. These initiatives will enhance our integrated complex and extend the value chain. They are set to drive significant growth from FY29 onwards. In line with this plan, the team remains focused on scalable, profitable growth, strengthening our integration and driving value for all stakeholders. We are advancing with clarity on milestones, capital efficiency and disciplined execution to deliver sustainable growth as we expand capacity and capabilities. I now hand over to the call to Mr. Rakesh Agarwal, who will take us through the financials.
Thank you, Molly. Let me take through Q3 numbers. Overall plant utilization stood at 78%, similar to previous quarter, and 81% in the corresponding previous year. Quarter on quarter, we witnessed volume growth, but as product mix improved, resulting to revenue increase of 2% to ₹603 crore. Revenue contribution for derivative and specialty business stood at 52% versus 50% in the previous quarter. EBITDA dropped by 22 to 103 crores as realization for the few products dropped. There were increase in raw material prices and high inventory costs. PAT stood at 39 crores versus 51 crore in previous quarter. It includes one-time expense related to change in the labor code. And for Q9 of 26, plant utilization stood at 76% versus 82% in the corresponding period, resulting in drop in revenue by 7% to ₹1807 crore. EBITDA stood at ₹398 crore, with margin stood at 22% versus 28% in the corresponding period of previous year. This dip in margin was on account of drop in realization and increase in raw material cost. We commissioned the chlorotoluene value chain plant in March 2025, and it is expected to contribute sizable to profit and loss account from financial year 2027 onwards. Once the plant starts generating sizable revenue, overall profitability should improve. ROC stood at 70% as on 31st December 25. If we exclude capital work in progress, then our ROC stands at 20% as on 31st December 25. Net debt to EBITDA stood at 1x as on 31st December versus 0.8x as on 31st December 24, and hence we are in very comfortable position for our debt. Our net debt stood at 557 crore versus 531 crore as on 31st December 24, and during the year we spent capex of ₹337 crore and our capex plans are moving as per schedule. We witnessed utilization level improved from mid of November, and we expect that momentum to continue in coming quarters as well. Hence we expect overall performance to improve from here on. With this, we can now open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dipesh J. Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Okay. Now, we are expanding the CPVC, almost doubling the capacity of CPVC. But Reliance and Adani are coming up with huge capacities by FY28. What is your view on this? Will it put a margin, will it put a pricing pressure and realization pressure?
So, what's the name?
Dipesh,
you know, Reliance, I think they are coming up with a small capacity right now, I think around 11 KTA. That's what I know right now, which is they are going to commission in this year. And Adani has not announced yet. That's what we know in terms of the CPVC. Definitely, they are coming with a big capacity of PVC plant, both the players, in a big way, but the CPVC capacity is not coming with a big capacity. That's what we hear so far from the market and what they have announced so far in the market. Yeah.
Okay. So, you don't see any pressure right now? There is no pressure on the CPVC prices?
No, CPVC prices, the pressure is there. It is because of the PVC prices has gone down substantially in last 4 months, 5 months. But it is bottom out now. Everyone knows that the PVC prices have started going up, so we see the prices are going to improve from this quarter onwards.
Okay, you mentioned that there was a temporary pressure is somebody saying?
So I believe it is a temporary, for particularly if you are talking about the quarter 3, because this kind of situation was never seen in terms of the PVC pressure, in terms of the pricing of the raw material and the CPVC also, same time. And now the prices of PVC is improving, so we see the improvement in the CPVC pricing going forward.
Okay. So you mentioned that there is a temporary pressure of softer realization on select products. Can you mention which products are these? And why these temporary pressures have come in, and how much time would it take for this temporary pressure to go away?
If I consider the overall chemical industry, the pressure was there in last, I think 9 months. The pressure was there because of the global situation is not doing great. I believe from this quarter onwards, we see very positive signs in terms of the prices are now started moving upwards. Majority of the chemicals, not only the product which we are manufacturing, but I see the demand has also started picking up as quarter three and quarter four. Normally, it is on the hard side for us in terms of the consumption pattern. Also, the prices are also started moving upwards globally. Mainly, and then the one of the major factors is China has announced the 250 products, they've withdrawn the rebate of the product. I think globally and other petrochemical products are also going up. All commodity prices are going up, so all chemical prices also started moving, slowly going up from this quarter onwards. The last quarter, we believe that it was the bottom out situation for majority of the chemical manufacturing products.
You don't see any pressure coming, by FY27, you think all the pressures will vanish on all the products? Or do you see any pressure coming on some other products still?
I would say for the next financial year, from this quarter onwards, the situation will be better compared to the last 9 months. That's what we see from going forward in terms of demand also, in terms of the pricing also. That's what we can see. But individual product to product, it may differ the timeline. But definitely compared to last 6 months, everything will on the improve. It is going to be on the positive side, you know.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. First of all, just wanted to know what was the ECU for last quarter and this quarter?
The ECU for this quarter is around 29,000-30,000, and it has been almost similar to last quarter, marginally 500-1,000 rupees down.
Okay. So post-December, have we seen any correction in ECU, or it is still remaining that similar range?
It is in the same range, and I guess it will be around 30,000-31,000 kind of a thing in the coming months as well, looks like.
Okay. So some bit of improvement is there. Got it. Secondly, on the chlorotoluene side, as we have commissioned in last year March, till now what kind of utilization we have reached, and as although we already have indicated that FY27 would be the year where we will see meaningful contribution, but still just wanted to know how we are progressing in that in terms of utilization levels.
So in chlorotoluenes, if you see, the volumes are increasing like on month-on-month as well as quarter-on-quarter. But again, it is not reached a sizable number to give any kind of percentage of utilization. Maybe once the next quarter, that is from Q1, we are expecting it to contribute in a sizable way. So at that point of time, we might be able to share some sort of number, but nothing as of now. But it is improving on a month-on-month and quarter-on-quarter basis.
So in terms of volume, we are not able to achieve, but in terms of approvals of the customers, we have achieved quite a bit, and quite a number of products we got approval from the end users, and they have started using it. And I think we are going to get advantage in terms of the China is also going to reduce the export benefit. So I think this will have a positive impact on this line of products also going forward. And also the currency situation is also changing in China. China currency is appreciating and Indian currency is depreciating. So that has also an impact of the local manufacturing going forward in this kind of products.
Fair enough. In chlorotoluene, as of now, since we are gradually progressing, So these whatever volumes are going, these are more or less kind of samples only, or we have start delivering some orders for the customers, or it's just sample kind of things only?
No, it is not a sample. It is actual delivery on a full truckload basis. But the people change the volume, and once they started using, slowly and gradually, they will transfer the order to the domestic players. So overnight, they don't stop supply from where their supply chain sources are there. So that confidence will take time. That's why it is getting delayed. But it's not about the sampling, it's actual delivery.
Got it. Got it. And these orders would be what, short-term orders, or would be 6 month, 1 year kind of contract with the customers?
So currently, as Milind has mentioned, actual substantial number will start from the FY27 onwards. So we are expecting the major orders will start coming, and major timeline, with the timeline and with the long-term contract also in terms of volume, will start coming from the FY27 onwards. So far, they are testing and trying, and the confidence, once they get it, then only they will place long term. So right now, everything is on the quarterly basis only, yeah.
Okay. And one last question on ECH side. I mean, earlier we were seeing price increase because of rising glycerin prices. So the pricing has been there for ECH, and ECH also has, I think, a significant export contribution. How that has been affected or worked out in this quarter?
So ECH, yes, you are right. Because of the glycerin prices going up, the ECH value is also going up, because 65% of the world demand is converted to the glycerin-based ECH globally. So yes, globally, the ECH price has gone up. Trump is not supporting the biodiesel project, and the glycerin is a byproduct of biodiesel. So the glycerin price is going to remain high till the biodiesels are not getting supported by the global leaders.
So we tend to believe, in the current quarter and also coming terms like this, is kind of a new normal which will continue.
Okay. Okay. And any export revenue got impacted, or still we are doing similar kind of export volumes because of this U.S. tariff angle or anything?
U.S. was not a major for us for the epichlorohydrin, particularly. The export overall volume remain almost same as the last quarter in terms of volume for the overall products. But yeah, European volume has affected last quarter, but I think it is coming online right now, because some of the manufacturers of epichlorohydrin has decided to close their permanent plant because of the current situation is very tight in Europe. So that advantage may come in the coming years, probably, to the Indian manufacturers.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranav Jain from Ageless Capital and Finance. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my question. Just a couple of questions, first on CPVC and on the similar lines for ECH as well. Even though now we, like you said, the prices have bottomed out and they're slowly going up, but the overcapacity that has been persistent and that has been there with our competitors also increasing capacity, with our customers backward integrating into the making of ECH or CPVC. So in that sense, how are you viewing the scenario? Because we are essentially doubling our capacity in both of these segments. So will we be suffering from overcapacity? What kind of capacity utilizations can we expect on the enhanced capacity?
Yeah. So see, whenever we put any plant, either it's for ECH or CPVC, our perspective is considering the demand growth
that is expected to come in next 5 to 7 years. So considering current situation, the demand is also growing into ECH and CPVC. So we don't see a much of a kind of a pressure, but yes, it can happen that when we commission our plant, which we are expected to do in kind of a September 26. So maybe for initial 6 months or a year's time, we have to run our plant at lower utilizations. But eventually, considering the growth which is expected into the epoxy, which will lead to growth in ECH, and in terms of real estate, which will drive the growth in CPVC, we tend to believe that in a maybe matter of 1 or 2 years, we should be able to run our plant at optimum utilization levels, even after considering the new capacities which are coming. Because growth in India is there, which will definitely absorb the capacities that are coming. So whoever, or including us, if we are putting a plant, we have thought of the growth that is going to come in terms of demand. But yes, it can be like 1 year here and there, and in that particular year, we might have to run our plant at a lower utilization. So we live with that. But it's not going to happen that that's going to be there for like 4 or 5 years. It's a matter of 1 or 2 years.
What? But can you, you know, like, not to quote you on it, but can you just give me a brief range that we can expect with respect to our capacity utilization for both these segments for FY27 or 28, whatever?
You know, it is very difficult to predict, because in the chemical plants, people announce the date of commissioning, but normally it is not happening on time. And once they start the plant, the teething problems and everything, how much time they are able to resolve and how much time they are able to commission their capacity, that is also timing we cannot predict. So based on that, it keeps changing. If you noticed the past announcements and past records every chemical company has announced, these timings are not able to match. And based on that, I think it is difficult to predict exact when it is going to happen and why it is going to happen. But yeah, normal this situation will come going forward.
But as a management, what we anticipate is that, like, what happened in FY26 of the last 9 months or 6 months, that was because of the prolonged monsoon and also the early monsoon, and also the demand was a bit subdued. But now it looks the demand has been picked up. So it looks like that the coming quarters or the coming months will be much better compared to what it was last 6 months or 9 months.
Got it. Understood. But not even like a base case, so that we can understand, like, will we be utilizing 75,000 tons of the 150 of CPVC? Just a random number. Just a base case scenario that the management might have thought of.
So I'll... probably our budget exercise we are going to start probably from this month onwards. So probably it will clear, probably by March it will be clear more about the next year. Yeah.
Understood. And just to understand on, you know, Astral doing their own CPVC, is it, how difficult is it to set up a plant of CPVC? How capital intensive is it? Can the other CPVC pipe guys like Supreme, Prince also do this, which may, you know, cause us more harm?
See, that is difficult to comment, while others might will do it, you know. Definitely it is difficult, and it is a different compared to the pipe manufacturing facilities and the mindset. This is a B2B kind of mindset, and that is B2C. So I don't know how people are thinking and how they will commission this plant. But yeah, so every plant has a definitely they will, once they announce, I think they will do it. But how much time it will take and when they are going to commission, it's a question mark, because every new manufacturing has a learning phase. So how much time they are able to resolve the problems and commission them successfully and reach to optimization level, that the time will tell. Yeah. But yeah, as you rightly said, everyone can think of it, if Astral can think of it. But normally, normally people wanted to focus on the B2C part of the business rather than going into the B2B business, who are already focused on the customers, B2C kind of business normally. They don't think like that, like the pipe people, even the, you know, except, you know, like they don't have the PVC manufacturing facility.
Understood. Okay, I got it on the CPVC side. Just one last question. On the ECH side, will we ever consider forward integrating into epoxy?
As of now, we have no plan to going into the forward integration, because we find it VCS has enough demand going forward, and the growth will come from the capacity expansion which is happening recently in the epoxy business. So as of now, we are not thinking anything on the epoxy side.
Got it, got it. Thank you so much for taking my questions. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nipun Sharma from VLS Finance. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. So I wanted to know the bifurcation for the revenue for this quarter in terms of volume sold as well as the realization for the products. So did the volumes go up for this quarter as compared to last year's quarter or even the previous quarter? And what about the average revenue for each product? Can you comment upon that?
So see, in terms of the overall volume compared to last quarter, it has been almost kind of a flat or marginal kind of a growth. But in terms of product-wise revenue, it's not something that we share, so I won't be able to share any data on that.
Okay, okay. Because last quarter, it was CPVC, caustic soda, and I believe hydrogen peroxide whose realizations were low. So what is the situation right now for them?
So it has been in the same kind of a range, nothing, I mean, maybe 1,000 here and there, but not a major movement in terms of the realization.
Okay, okay. And talking about hydrogen peroxide, the realization last quarter was low because I believe, I might be wrong, there were several imports from Bangladesh. So what is the current scenario? Can you comment upon that?
It has been the same situation. See, the import is coming from there and we are also selling in India. And again, there is a good demand for that. So in terms of demand, there is no change. There is, in terms of import from Bangladesh, that is also no change. And the prices also remain in the same range.
Okay, okay. And any new update on the new chemistry that you were, talking about in the previous call calls? Any expected date that when it will be announced?
So we are on the advanced stage in terms of finalizing a few things on that line. So maybe once it is freeze, I will be able to share. Before that, it's difficult to share anything on that news because it is not in public domain.
Understood, understood. And my one last question. I read it somewhere that Epigreen has been, making a pilot plant for CPVC pipes. So are we planning to, forward integration into CPVC pipes as well for the future?
No. So we already have a pilot plan for the pipes, but that is for the our internal development of the CPVC resin in terms of the quality, and it is for the CPVC compound what we are manufacturing for our customers for that testing purpose. But as you understand, right, we are building up a pilot plant right now, but that is mainly for the to serve our customers in the chlorotoluene derivatives and for the future products as well as for the CPVC also. So combined, we are building one pilot plant right now in our campus just to support the downstream and the improvement in terms of the quality. And when you launch a product, I think you can do the sampling much more advanced from the pilot plant, and you can... So that is much easier in terms of rather you spend on the full-scale plant and then you start sampling to the customers. So that we understood, and we wanted to reduce that timeline going forward in the future, and that's why we are building up one pilot plant. But that's for common for all the products. It's not particularly for particular chemistry. The thing which you mentioned about the CPVC, we already have a pilot plant for the pipe, but it is not for the... We wanted to go in the pipe manufacturing, but just for the internal testing, the parameters, and for the compounding facility.
Okay, understood. Thank you for answering my questions, and best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manish Bhanane from 361 Capital. Please go ahead. Manish, your line is unmuted. Please proceed.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, as I mentioned in the PPT presentation, that there is some imperfection from the softer reaction of the silic products. And also, there is some raw material increase in the cost. So for which product this increase in the raw material and the realization drop?
So it is happened because of the PVC price was going down drastically in last 6 months, and because of the high inventory and low offtake during the monsoon time, we have a higher capacity of PVC in the stock, and that was the major reason in terms of the inventory cost, high inventory cost.
So basically you are saying that the softer realization has happened only in the CPVC and not for the other products.
Other products, yeah, it was not a major issue, but in CPVC it was a big gap in last 4-5 months time, in a very short period of time.
Okay, they got it. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish from Leo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. So my first question had to do with, I wanted to understand the demand-supply dynamics around caustic soda in India. Are there any new capacities that are coming in over the next few years? And if so, how viable are imports into India? Is this a long-term risk?
Okay. Yeah, Ashish, you know, the caustic soda plant, you know, in the current situation, like the Adani and the Reliance is building up a big capacity, including the forward integration of PVC. So the chlorine is completely utilizing the PVC and the caustic will be excess. So going forward, we see the caustic price will come down and the chlorine price will go up going forward once the plant will commission. Because everybody, as I mentioned, the plant is, they announced big capacity, but they gradually, they commission the plant because entire such kind of big capacity is difficult to commission at the time. So slowly and gradually, the Indian demand is also increasing. So we don't see the problem in the chloroalkyl industry, but the dynamics of the caustic and the chlorine might change going forward slowly and gradually. But it will take time. You know, currently it is under construction, and I think when it is going to commission is yet to be seen going forward. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Secondly, on the CPVC side, I know you mentioned that post commissioning in Q2 FY27, possibly, you expect that 1 year of subdued utilization, post which you expect utilizations to pick up because of real estate growth. So I wanted to understand the demand dynamics around, market dynamics around that. So how much is imports currently, how much is demand fulfilled inside India, and how much do you expect this to grow?
So India, you know, we analyze normally every year, but you know, the CPVC consumption has also gone up this year also in terms of volume. We'll come to know in the March end, but last quarter is very peak normally for the pipe industry. So we'll come to know in the March, but in terms of volume, there is a growth even in such kind of time where the monsoon is prolonged, and the market has affected quite a bit this year. Still, there is a growth in the CPVC in terms of the volume, but compared to previous year, there was a slow growth in last year. But we are expecting going forward, as you rightly said, the real estate growth is going to continue, and we see the more growth going forward because the CPVC and the PVC price difference was little lesser compared to previous time. So we see the more faster growth in coming years in the CPVC industry going forward.
Can you quantify this CPVC from the management's perspective, because you are expanding capacities there?
So CPVC demand would be somewhere in the range of around 280,000 tons. I mean, that would be, we are expecting by end of this year, the 31st March. So every year we expect that to grow in the range of 10-12%. So considering when we will be coming with our capacity, maybe next year we'll end up with around 320,000 tons of demand. So considering that, we see that even the supplies that are coming will be eventually absorbed by the demand that is growing. So maybe 6 months or 1 year can be here and there, but eventually the growth in the CPVC market, because we expect the CPVC demand to reach 5 lakh by FY 2030. So, and this is just a plumbing application. So, and that will happen. So eventually all the supplies that are coming will be absorbed. But again, 1 year can be here and there. It cannot be like a steady growth of 10-12%. So this year was that kind of a situation. But we believe that considering demand, it will be absorbed, whatever supply that we are bringing.
Got it. Got it. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hamkesh Khattar from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my question. My first question is regarding to CPVC, basically on the margin side. So our margins have taken a significant hit of like coming down to 17%. So when do you expect the margins to go back to the normal 24-25%?
As we have earlier conveyed in our opening remarks as well, this quarter was impacted because of the high cost of inventory, and also the realizations for the product has cooled off. So considering that, we believe that Q3 was impacted in that manner. But Q4 onwards, we believe that the margin will be uptick. But again, we believe that it should be in the range of kind of a 22-23% kind of a range. So the things will be better in Q4 onwards. It looks like as of now, considering the prices of PVC going up and also the CPVC prices where it is.
Okay. And is there an expectation of an increase in revenue also, YOY basis?
Sorry, YOY basis. So yeah, because see, in FY26, the volumes were low because the first half was actually muted because of early and prolonged monsoon, and also because of subdued demand. So we believe that FY27, definitely we will have a good volume growth as well.
Okay. And in the fluorotoluenes segment, basically, the management earlier did mention a sizable revenue expected in FY27. Could you tell in terms of like percentage, what in the overall revenue profile, what percentage of revenue are you expecting to come from that segment?
As earlier we said that we are in the stage of getting approvals and the contracts will get formed from the first half, I mean the quarter one of FY27. So maybe that would be the right time to convey any number on this rather than committing now.
Okay. And the, regarding the margins, so you expect the margins there to also be in the same range of 21 to 23 or a little higher?
It should be overall in the range of 20-23% kind of thing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pujan Shah from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So, sir, my first question pertains to the CPVC and the PVC side. So, understanding we have been hearing of on the PVC that on the domestic industry, there might be implementation of MIC. Now, just wanted to understand if that happens, and the base case scenario would be around $800 to $850 per ton. So, and the global level might not be trading at such a high price. I understand the price has been bottoming out, but might the upper end could be sustainable around $750. So, do you feel that we can have some pressure in terms of margins in the CPVC side going forward?
So, you know, definitely, as you rightly said, the PVC price is going up, so the CPVC will catch up the as the increased price of the PVC also going forward. But yeah, there was always a lag of increase, probably a 1 month or 1.5 month kind of, it's always in all kind of products. But definitely it will catch up the price increase of PVC by the CPVC also going forward.
Just wanted to understand about the right now the situation. We understand this quarter we have been specifically impacted due to higher inventory of CPVC. But let's suppose the price of the PVC has been in downward trend, and so might be we have refilled the inventory of PVC. So that would be benefit in Q4 for the specific quarter. Understanding, let's suppose if PVC increase prices from here on of let's say 10% or 15% or?
See, if you see in Q3 it was impact because we were having a high cost of inventory, whereas the CPVC prices had gone down in the PVC prices. Considering current situation and the things enough, I think the Q4 will be better off compared to Q3 in terms of the specific in the CPVC margin case. That is one thing. Secondly, in considering, as Maulik earlier said, whenever there is an increase in the raw material prices, we are able to pass on in the finished good prices as well. But yes, that can happen with a lag of a quarter. Now, hypothetically, 10% rise, how much it will take, how much time it will take to pass on in the CPVC, that to our estimate generally takes a quarter's time. But I guess any increase in the PVC prices would be able to transfer to the CPVC prices with a lag of a quarter.
And so what is the current chlorine utilization percentage as of in for Q3?
So as of now, chlorine integration is around 70-75%.
Okay, so considering, so ECU what we have been speaking of is 29,000-30,000. And considering, so what could be the negative chlorine pricing right now?
So chlorine currently negative is around 7,000.
7,000. So basically if we have that integration in the space, so why we have been suffering in terms of ECU, because are we suffering from dumping from China, or it is the idle capacity being built in India that has been impacting the ECU?
I didn't get your question.
Yeah, so let's suppose if ECU is trading at 30,000 and our integration, chlorine integration is 75%. So broadly we have been negative 25% only, we have been throwing out at negative 7,000, right? So ultimately what I've been trying to understand is why our ECU has been impacted so much, considering the scenario that rupee has been depreciating. So dumping, if there would be a dumping ground also, the rupee depreciation might help us. So trading at low ECU, or we have been impacted by the lower ECU, or what is the case right now in forecasting?
It doesn't work that way. First of all, ECU, the formula is very clear in terms of caustic sales minus chlorine prices. So it's not that whether we are integrated, so that's why we should have a better ECU. That's a simple formula, irrespective whether we consume in-house or we sell outside. That is one thing. Secondly, in terms of the import, so import of caustic is not something which is majorly coming in India. In fact, India is a net exporter in terms of caustic. It's just that the currently market was a bit subdued, because of which the overall ECU was in that level. And considering the way it was supposed to grow, we believe it will be in the same range. It can go up, it can go down, but we expect that it should be at this level, or it might improve from here on.
Got it. And my last question pertains to the CPVC. So what is the current realization of CPVC?
It is somewhere around 95 to 100 rupees a kg.
So it has been improved somewhere in this quarter?
Yeah.
In this
quarter. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much. I will join.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubhanshu from Sharma and Family. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. First question is around that labor code implementation. So have we done an adjustment in our income statement this quarter, or no? I did not see anything specific, but in the beginning, I think someone mentioned that we have taken, but I don't see anything very big in the income statement. So are we not getting a very big hit, or we will take it later on?
We have already provided, and the amount is very small.
Okay, it's not fair. Cool. Good to know. So CPVC, you mentioned it is around 95 to 100 per kg. This is roughly a little bit lower than last quarter.
Yes.
Okay. And what would be the realization for ECH right now?
Sorry, what realization of what?
ECH, epichlorohydrin.
So ECH, okay, ECH realization is ranging around 165 to 170.
Okay, 165 to 170 per kg. And what would be the utilization of these ECH and PVC respectively? I believe last quarter maybe it was around 50%, if I'm remembering correctly.
So it has improved compared to last quarter, but it will be difficult to give you the exact utilization levels of each product.
Okay, so it is 50% plus now. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, definitely.
And what about right now, going into January, February? It's on the uptrend now, considering you mentioned that there's a demand pull also coming.
So we believe that in terms of the volumes, Q4 should be doing better. So definitely, we see uptick in the demand from here on.
Okay. And about that, glycerin pricing going up, is most of the ECH glycerin-based, or the other route is also significant? So how is the dynamics played out there?
Except the very old facility, normally all new plants are coming with a glycerin-based only. The propylene-based is only on the Western world, and some portion is in Korea. Otherwise, most of the plants are glycerin-based now. Nobody is putting up a new capacity based on the propylene because it is not feasible in terms of CapEx compared to glycerin-based ECH. So in Asia, almost the pricing which is coming from, it is based out of glycerin only.
Okay. And if the glycerin prices go up, then it's reasonable to expect that ECH will also go up, right? You mentioned lag of a quarter or something.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Sure. And about the new chemistry, I think, can you tell which will it be by the end of this financial, or by when will you be announcing it?
So as I said earlier, we are in the advanced stage of finalizing things. So once that is done, we will announce. So we are expecting to announce maybe in a couple of months.
Okay. So hopefully by the end of this financial year, huh?
Yeah, we expect that.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take this as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Hello. In conclusion, I would like to convey that we are moving in line with our strategy through our expansion plans and diversification in terms of multi-product catering various industries. We are targeting consistent growth. I would like to thank you all for joining us here today. Please feel free to reach out our HR if there are still any unanswered questions. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us today, and you may now disconnect your lines.